I feel like we played good as a. I feel like we played good as a defense. I think we had, you know, way less mental errors. Excuse me. I feel like, you know, we gelled a little bit and we knew what we had to do to go out there and get the win.
Did you see a weakness up the middle that you could exploit? Seems like when you had your quarterback hits, you were coming straight up the middle.
Oh no, I mean, it was just something that we just had been practicing all week, and I just carried over into the game, and you know, I just really wanted to get there, you know, and you know, I really wanted to win the game, and I felt like everybody else on the defense and the offense felt that way, and we were able to pull it out.
Was that just some stunting you were doing there, some twists?
Yeah, it was just, you know, play call, and you know, we had great pressure, great coverage, and you know, I was just, you know, able to get a couple of quarterback hits.
Things were a lot better in the second half. Kind of, what was the difference?
I don't think it was a difference. I think we played at a consistent pace, you know, all the way through the game. I felt like, you know, we had a little bit better, you know, field position, you know, to slow them down and, you know, keep them off the board. But, you know, we knew that going into halftime, it was kind of like, you know, the way we felt, you know, in the Miami game. You know, if we just keep on, you know, coming, if we keep on coming and we keep on coming, you know, we pull this thing off.
We've been waiting since the summer. We were talking about Batman and Robin, but Batman's been a little hurt.
Yeah.
some of the evil villains that got to him, I guess.
Yeah.
But what do you think? I mean, with five quarterback hits between the two of you, two sacks. I mean, this is a lot. What people expected the two of you could bring as a tandem. Was it nice to see it kind of evolve with all of us getting healthy?
Oh yeah, it was good to get Bruce Wayne back yesterday, and you know, and It was kind of weird. You know, I was getting ready to get sacked, and like I had slipped a sack, and Elvis would be on a sack, and I was like, yeah, you know, I wasn't expecting it, you know, because he had been hampered with all these injuries, so it, you know, it felt great to, you know, get Elvis back. You know, it was still the same guy that we had in practice, still the same guy that we had in 2 days. You know, it feels like, you know, he's you know, coming into a, you know, a little rhythm, and you know, sacks, they just don't, you know, come one at a time; they come in bunches, so. You know, hopefully this week, you know, Elvis could get, you know, about 3 or 4.
He said the other day that his ankle, you know, was getting better. He had been grinding kind of through the year. He felt good enough that he really wasn't on the injury report, but when he would do his lean in his pass rush, you know how much pressure you put on that foot when you're turning the corner. Could you tell he was getting, over the last week or so, that he was starting to get healthy?
I mean, in my point of view, I really didn't you know, Elvis, he's just the type of athlete he is. I really didn't even see, you know, any injury with him. You know, you can't really tell, you know, he's really hampered out there. But, you know, it's just like an Olympic sprinter. You know, if you got, like, you know, a little tweak in your ankle, it affects everything, you know. And I feel like, you know, he's getting his groove back. And I'm expecting, you know, just like everybody else, you know, a couple more sacks to come in bunches.
How surprised were you following today when you realized you're just one game back first place?
I mean, I really haven't, you know, really thought about that. You know, I haven't really just, I think, you know, the whole team here, we're really not just, you know, we're not doing, you know, too much, you know, looking up. We're keeping at a steady pace, grinding. You know, we just want to take it one game at a time, one practice at a time, one play at a time.
How much easier was your job, considering what the offense was able to do? And just especially in comparison to, say, last week when you guys were consistently out on the field.
I mean, it really doesn't matter what the offense goes out there and does. It matters what the opposing team defense does. We have to, you know, duplicate the same stuff that they're doing. If they're getting three and out, you know, we got to go out there and get three and outs. You know, if they're getting, you know, picks, we got to get picks. If they're causing turnovers, we got to cause turnovers. So, I mean, it was good, you know, to get our offense going. But, you know, it really, the way we play really doesn't matter, you know, the way about their play. You know, we just got to go out there and take it one play at a time and put our offense in great positions to, you know, get the ball in the end zone.
I can ask you one big picture question. We're now at the midway point of the season. Now that you've experienced a half year in the NFL, has it been what you thought it would be? What's been different about it? What have you enjoyed about it?
It's really been, you know, what I expected it to be. You know, talent everywhere, you know, a lot of guys, you know what they're supposed to do. It really hasn't, you know, been like a, you know, surprise. You know, I just want to keep going. You know, I really don't like, you know, look around and just want to keep going, keep taking it one play at a time.
Are you getting more confident every week as weeks and weeks go by and gain some more opportunities?
Oh, yeah. You know, especially like with the Raiders, we had already played them. So, you know, we already knew what we was going to get. And, you know, it was just one of those games, you know. You know, I just want to, as a team, we just want to take it one play at a time.
Have teams approached you any differently as the weeks have gone on?
Oh no, the linebackers, they still give me a lot of grief in the locker room. You know, I don't think that'll change, you know, all the way through.
I'm talking about opponents, though. Have they approached the way that they defend you? Has that changed as you've shown that you can, you know, create pressure on the quarterback pretty consistently?
No, I mean, it's been the same, you know, every week. You know, you're going to get good tackles, you're going to get chipped, you know, you're going to get double teamed. It's really not, you know, too much you can do other than, like, you know, run away and double team and, you know, chip. I guess that's the, you know, good part of, you know, being a defensive end slash linebacker.
What are your teammates, you said, getting on you about clowning a little bit?
It's always going to be something.
The glasses, right? Because
I mean, it's always going to be something. They'll find something. You know, Mario Hagan and DJ Williams and Wesley Woodyard, they'll find something to, you know, get on me about. That's getting on me about my music the other day. So they'll find any little thing to get on me about.
Champ got a couple of picks, and, you know, he missed 3 weeks earlier. And now Elvis is coming back healthy. Do you feel like you kind of finally have that defense that you envisioned back in the summertime?
I'm gonna feel like we're on our way, you know. And I don't feel like we made it anywhere yet. I just you know, I feel like that was a Sunday was a great game for us, and I feel like we can build on that, you know, going into this Chiefs game. You know, I just want to, you know, take it one play at a time and see where it gets us.